It's time for Lawrence County Basketball on WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO.
Good evening, basketball fans, and it is Pack the Place night, sponsored by People's State Bank. Lawrenceville Red Hill matchup, big rivalry matchup, goes back way before either one of us was thought of, Joe. I'm Ryan Steed alongside Joe Bogard on the call tonight for the Red Hill Lawrenceville rivalry game and Pack the Place. It's going to be a crazy night tonight, Joe. It's Saluki's coming off another win that we were unable to call due to illness reasons. So, but I'm feeling a lot better than what I was. It was kind of upsetting that I had to miss the game, but I knew if I would win, it wouldn't have ended very well. But besides
<Who knows?
laughs> that, got the chance to kind of talk with Gene, and you just talked to Coach Havel. From the sound of it, sounded like they had a pretty good, well, from their perspective, their best game of the season.
And I mean, Neoga plays in a tough conference over there. I think they play in the Cahokia Conference, if I'm not mistaken. But a lot of great teams in that conference that they play in. To pull off a win 60-57 without Gavin Volkman, you bring back in Josh Henry and Nathan Worth, play limited minutes, but still got a great win there. Helps bolster their record here as regionals are coming up just right around the corner.
Yes, only 2 weeks away. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. And in the JV matchup between Lawrenceville and Red Hill, the Indians took that one, and I believe the score was 62-39.
Yeah.
I believe was the final score of that game. So Indians were very physical, and they weren't afraid to, as soon as the Salukis got across the timeline, they were on the ball instantly. They were hard trapping every second. They were jumping on the ball no matter where it went. I mean, there was a body all over the floor. They were chasing it left and right and just making sure the Salukis knew they were right there and they weren't going anywhere. They weren't messing around. They were there to play, and they were getting physical. And the Indians were getting into foul trouble, I believe, there towards the end of the game. But it was a good game nonetheless, and I expect this varsity matchup to be just as good, if not better.
It's going to be a dogfight tonight, Ryan. I can just tell by this crowd and also just both teams with a rivalry as well. And you just got to look at both teams right now. You got young versus experience here, as Lawrenceville has a great group of seniors here on their squad. They have about seven or eight seniors and a bunch of juniors right after that. And on the other side, Red Hill's young, but they got a couple young talents that have played well for them this season, like Anthony Gerald and Andrew Maxwell, even Dawson Holtz coming in and playing. And it's just going to be fun to see how this Red Hill team can try to knock off Lawrenceville tonight and vice versa.
I think the two that we will need to watch closely tonight in the matchup is number 12, Blaine Winningham, the 6'3 senior, going up against Nathan Worth, the 6'7 senior. I mean, both pretty similar in size, but Blaine Winningham has got kind of a hard-driven sports background. His brother, Bryce Winningham, who's playing football up at ISU, Indiana State, for the Sycamores, and he used to play basketball back in high school, and just that whole family, a bunch of great athletes. So it's going to be interesting to see how those two match up, even though Worth has got a couple inches on him. And I mean, Blaine, he plays like he's almost 7 foot, it seems like, at times. But I think those will be the two to watch tonight.
Another thing is their 5'9 guard, Skylar Toole, has been having a pretty good season so far himself. It's going to be fun to see him matched up against Drake Allen tonight.
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break from our sponsor. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
That was a word from our sponsor, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, pregame sponsor tonight. Tonight's game against Red Hill Salukis going against the Lawrenceville Indians. It's going to be a pretty good matchup. Tonight is Pack the Place, sponsored by People's State Bank, something they've been doing for many, many years, since back whenever I was in high school and even before that. They would always sponsor at least one of the games, either here at Red Hill or at Lawrenceville, wherever it was, but it was always a good time. They would always pretty well, I mean, no matter what day of the week it is, even though it falls on a Tuesday this year, I mean, there was always people. I mean, you could hardly find a spot in the gymnasiums. There was people standing even in the hallway, but it was always awesome to see the student sections, and they were always getting into it. I mean, you don't see a whole lot of that anymore in too many schools, but there's a lot of them. I know Robinson, they've got a big student section up there that always gets into the games. And then Mount Carmel usually has a pretty good one. Olney is another. But back when I was in high school, we would always try and get to the games and, you know, volleyball, basketball, anywhere it was, and just kind of hype it up. But, I mean, it was always fun. And even when I was younger and would go to the games whenever my brothers were in high school, it was always awesome to see all those upper or older people that were older than me, and just see them getting dressed up in those candy stripe pants and everything, kind of like the basketball team. And it was always cool, and I always wanted to do something similar to that. And we'd always kind of dress up for kind of get an occasion, like blackout and all this. And I know Robinson still does that, so it's always kind of cool to see how the student body kind of gets into it.
Yeah, it's just the atmosphere. The atmosphere is always different on a rivalry game as well. And it's just going to be a lot of fun tonight, Ryan. I mean, these two teams know each other very well, what both teams' play style is. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
And both teams back out on the floor. But honestly, tonight, I think a lot of people might be thinking Lawrenceville might be a little bit more of the favorite. They've been having a little bit more success. But on the other hand, Red Hill at the beginning of the season had a little bit tougher schedule going into the Capital Classic and then two other tournaments, the Conrad Allen and the Wayne City. The Wayne City was the Conrad Allen.
And then the Dietrich.
I mean, they had a tough lineup and tough sides of those brackets. And just, I mean, we've been having some tough teams. We've had some go-ahead games that we should have won, but just kind of bit ourselves in the foot a little bit, and it just kind of fell on our faces. But Lawrenceville got a great group of athletes down here, there, and I mean, like you said a little bit ago, they're just a little bit more experienced.
Yeah, they're riding a two-game losing streak right now, losing in the LAC tournament to take sixth place, if I'm not mistaken, and also losing at Olney on the 7th, so just about 3 or 4 days ago on Friday. They lost that game 56-45, and like we mentioned before, Red Hill's on a two-game winning streak, beating Hudsonville about a week ago, and then on last Friday, beating a tough Neoga team. So the momentum right now is on the side of actually Red Hill, so let's see if they can keep that momentum carrying.
And that'll wrap up our pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Again, it is Pack the Place, sponsored by People's State Bank. We're going to send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back with starting lineups and tip-off time. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing
lender. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, basketball fans. We are here at Red Hill Saluki Basketball Gymnasium, where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the visiting Lawrenceville Indians here for Pack the Place, sponsored by People's State Bank. For those of you just joining, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard on the call for the night tonight. And now we will get the starting lineup for the visiting Lawrenceville Indians. Starting for the Indians will be number three, Brennan Winningham, a 5'11 sophomore. Number four, Skylar Toole, a 5'9 senior. Number 15, Noah Weger, a 6'4 senior. Number 24, Ethan Kelly, a 6'2 junior. And number 33, that for some reason they have him as number 12 on here, but number 33, Blaine Winningham, a 6'3 senior.
So what's his number then?
33. Head coach for the Indians is Randy Bishop. Assistant coaches are Ian Laughlin and Jeremy Brush. Indians gonna be a good team here. I think this will be a good game. Even though Coach Havel said their best game of the year so far was Friday, I think this might top that, since, I mean, kind of in the same boat, both teams back and forth with their win losses, but I think this will be the game here tonight. And now the starting lineup for the Red Hill Salukis will be number 24, Josh Henry, a 6'1 senior. Number 12, Cameron Ray, a 5'11 junior. Number 40, Drake Allen, a 6'2 junior. And replacing the injured Gavin Volkman, who rolled his ankle last week in the matchup against Hudsonville, will be number 23, Anthony Gerald, a 6'2 sophomore. And then rounding out the lineup for the Salukis will be number 20, Nathan Worth, a 6'7 senior. Head coach of the Salukis is Brian Havel. Assistant coaches are Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, Robert Petty. Well, Joe, that's the starting lineup, and it's going to be a tough one tonight. I honestly couldn't. If I had to give you the final score of tonight, I honestly couldn't guess it.
I couldn't either. It could either be a dogfight or it could be a high-scoring, action-packed game. I don't know. This rivalry has been just as long as, you know, only in Red Hill itself. You know, all these three schools surrounding Route 130 have been rivals for a long time now.
Now that the pregame activities are over, it is time for tip-off time. Tipping off for the Red Hill Salukis, as usual, is number 20, Nathan Worth. And tipping off for the Indians will be number 33, Blaine Winningham. Everybody set on the floor. We'll see how good a hops Winningham has against Worth. And the ball is up. Ball tipped around. Worth tips it back into the hands of Allen. Brings it across. Hands off to Ray. Ray going across court. Gets it off to Henry on the right wing. Looks like the Indians in a man-to-man defense. Allen at the top of the key, guarded by Winningham, goes right side to Henry. Henry up top, Gerald looking inside, goes left to Allen. He's going to drive inside the lane, jump stop, passes off to Henry. Henry's going to back it back out, reset, goes right side to Gerald. Gerald looking in, down low, goes baseline to Ray, pulls up for three from the corner, got it to fall. Ray gets him up on the board quickly with 3-0 lead.
Good ball movie there by the Salukis.
Toole brings it across, guarded by Henry. Man-to-man defense, drives in, kicks it out. Kelly from just inside the three-point line buries the long two.
Just like that, 3-2 in favor of the Salukis.
Ray brings it across the midcourt line, right side to Henry. Henry up top. Allen's going to pull up three just short off the front of the rim. Gerald stretching for the rebound. Backs it out. Worth with it on the right wing now up top. Gerald eyed that three but passes off to Allen. Allen up top to Henry. Henry swings it around over to Gerald. Gerald looking inside. Passes up. Ray pump fakes. Passes off to Henry. Henry in the corner. Bringing it back up top. Up to Worth. Worth out to Ray. Ray backs it out. Swings it over to Allen. Allen to Worth. Just inside the three-point line. Jumper no good. Tracks down his own rebound. Nice offensive board and draws a foul. Foul goes against Indians number 15. That is Noah Weger. Picks up his first foul. Team's first.
Good ball move so far by the Salukis.
6:32 to go here in the first quarter. Salukis lead it 3-2. Allen gets it inbounds. Passes off to Ray. Ray brings it around over to Gerald. Gerald looking inside on the left wing. Guarded by Kelly. Goes baseline to Worth. Worth works it up top. Henry from the elbow. Got it to fall. Nice jumper there by Henry. Puts him up by three now. Weger in the corner. He's going to pull up for three. Contested. No good. Kelly pulls in the off board. Backs it back out there to Brennan Winningham. Brennan over to Weger. Weger driving right side. Backs it out. Step back. Pull up. Got the deep two to go. Back and forth they go. It looks like it's going to be a dogfight here tonight, Joe.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Back and forth action between the Salukis and the Indians.
Allen inside to Ray. Ray flashing, kicks it out. Gerald step back to three. In and out, no good. Blaine going up strong for the rebound. Outlets Kelly up floor. Picked up his dribble and tried to hand off to Toole. Tipped out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Nice defense there played by the Salukis so far.
Saluki's playing with a lot of intensity to start out this game.
Ray brings it across the timeline slowly. Goes right side to Henry. Henry back up top to Allen. Swings it around. Good ball movement here for the Salukis early in the game. Up top, Worth with an out. Kicks it back right side to Allen. Allen's going to drive the lane. Kick it out to Ray. Ray goes baseline to Worth. Worth working his man. Trying to drive the lane. Spins it up. Puts it up off the rim. Rolls finally down. Finds the bottom of the net. 7-4 lead in favor of the Salukis. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Toole brings it across. Henry picks him up at the half-court line. Forcing him left. Weger down low to Blaine. Blaine passes back to Weger. Flashing through and called for the travel. Blaine tried to pass it off to Noah Weger as he was flashing through the lane. Kind of got caught up into traffic and called on the travel.
It's bad offense there by the Indians.
Ray brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Henry. Henry picks up his dribble, giving him a little bit of room. Allen backs it out. Gerald now at the top of the key, swings it over to Henry. Henry on the left wing, back up top to Worth. Worth right side to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Kelly. Gerald puts it on the floor, swings it back around. Worth on the far corner. Worth back up top. Allen step back for three. Got it to fall. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. Brennan bringing it up court this time. He's going to drive the lane, kick it out. Kelly's going to try and answer back, and he does with a three-pointer of his own.
Back and forth all night so far.
10-7 on Play Express scoreboard here tonight with 4 minutes to go. Ray right side to Henry. Henry back to Allen. Pump fakes. Passes inside to Ray. Back out to Gerald. Gerald bringing it up top. Ray with an out top of the key goes right side to Worth. Worth guarded closely there by Weger. Gerald from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Foul on the rebound. Foul is going to go against Salukis number 40. Drake Allen picks up his first foul. Team first. So one foul apiece for each team here. One by Weger and one by Allen. Toole left side to Kelly. Kelly up back up top. Weger jump stop. Pull up from the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes away to Ray, and a foul called. That will go against number 33, Blaine Winningham. Picks up his first foul, team second.
I think this is the best I've seen Red Hill so far this season. They're playing with a lot of intensity, playing great, playing great on the offensive side as well.
Ray, left side to Gerald. Gerald looking in, down low to Allen, but goes up top to Worth. Worth down low to Allen. Caught up in some traffic, though. Double team. Gerald for three. No good. Allen on the offensive board. Backs it back out. He's going to reset the offense. Goes left side to Worth. Worth driving the lane. Puts up the jumper. No good. Kelly stretches up for the rebound. Outlets up court to Wegger. Wegger, jump stop. Brings it back up top. Passes off to Tool. Tool dribbles in. Pulls up. No good on the shot. Blaine Winningham pulls it in. Passes up top to his brother Brennan. Brennan dribbles right side. Throws it off the leg of Worth. And it will stay Indian basketball. It's kind of hard to get those Winningham boys' first names right because you got Blaine and Brennan. It's bet. Not sure which to say.
Too Tool, many bees.
Tool drives inside the lane, dumps it low to Blaine. Blaine goes up strong underneath the basket, puts it up and in, pulls back within one. Salukis lead 10-9. Ray dribbling across the timeline, goes right side to Henry. Henry up to Allen. Pump fakes. Passes off to Ray. Ray, step back. Ooh, I think he wanted that step back three. Brennan stepped up on him, though. Ray brings it back up top, dribbling out near the Saluki head at midcourt. Goes left side to Henry. Henry on the left wing, guarded by Tool. He's going to back it out a little bit, trying to look for something open inside. Passes off to Allen. Allen at the top of the key, swings it around to Ray. Ray dumps it low to Worth. Worth kicks it out to Gerald in the corner, but back up top to Ray. Saluki's trying to work something out here, spread him out. Tipped away by Tool as Ray was passing off to Henry. Brennan up court to Noah. Noah saves it from going out of bounds to Blaine. Nice pass back in. Blaine was waiting right there in the lane. Goes up strong and makes it. Saluki's take their first lead of the game, 11-10.
Yeah, the Indians take their first lead of the game, and what a nice pass back to Winningham.
Gerald on the left wing goes down low, baseline to Worth. Worth down into the post to Allen. Allen spins to the basket, up strong, no good. Kelly on the rebound, outlets to Blaine. Blaine going down the floor, puts it up, Euro stepped in and made it.
Been the Winningham show so far tonight.
Ray bringing it up the floor, passes off to Henry, walks it across the timeline. Henry dribbling out near the volleyball line, passes off to Worth. Worth tried to get the back door, but nothing there. Allen kicks it out into the corner. Ray going baseline, drives inside, no good on the shot. Worth with the offensive board, got it to fall. Looked like Noah Wegger was looking for a foul there and tried to talk it with the referee. No whistle. Indians lead it 13-12. Brennan holding the ball. He's going to back it back out. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Passes off to Kelly. Kelly guarded by Gerald. Passes inside Noah. Blocked, I guess, there by Allen as Wegger was trying to take the shot. 30 seconds to go. Blaine with the basketball now, trying to look inside. And foul away from the ball against the Indians.
Foul number 15, Noah Wegger, who picks up his second foul.
Team's third. 26 seconds to go here. Salukis will have the basketball. Ray's going to walk it down the floor. Walks it across the timeline, look for them to run the clock out and take the final shot. Henry out near the volleyball line on the right side. He's going to walk it over, hand it off to Allen. Allen out near midcourt. 10 seconds to go, hands off to Ray. Ray looks up at the clock, calls the play in. 5 seconds to go, makes his move, gets the screen from Worth. Step back, pulls up, long two, no good. Rebound comes away as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Indians lead it 13-12. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Salute fans. Coming out of the break, Indians have the basketball to start out the second quarter of action. Look like number 11 checked in between quarters. Almost lost it there, but went into the backcourt. Kelly picked it up, but Brennan saved it from going out of bounds. Brennan with it now on this side of the court out near the volleyball line. Dribbling against Ray. Goes right side to Kelly. Kelly bringing it back up top. Goes to Tool. Tool with it now. Dribbling inside the lane. Passes out. Ethan Kelly for three. No good. Brennan Winningham flies in for the rebound. Count it. And one.
What a play there by the Indians.
Indians pull ahead by three now. 15-12. And Brennan Winningham at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Winningham's free throw on the way. Rattles in. Count it. Up by four now.
They came storming back here.
Looks like a 1-3-1 zone trap by the Indians now. Gerald in the corner. Back up to Ray. Ray gets it back to Henry. Henry, good quick ball movement here by the Salukis. Making the Indians work for it. Henry on the right wing now. Gets it inside to Allen. Nice no-look pass. Ray for the deep three. In and out, no good. Henry with the offensive board. And foul will come against the Lawrenceville Indians. Foul goes against number three. Brennan Winningham picks up his first, team four.
Good play there. Get the offensive board by Henry.
Henry inbounding just to the right of the goal. Throws it in and off the foot of an Indian. It will stay. Saluki basketball. Henry in the same spot trying to get it in bounds. Throws it off Tool's foot again. So it looked like he's trying to get it to Allen right there underneath the basket, but unable to. Gets it into Allen finally. Up top to Ray. Ray pulls up from the top of the key. That's off the mark. Comes into the hands of Brennan Winningham. Brennan bringing it up the floor. Passes off there to Williams. Brennan for three. Got it to fall. Last 6 points coming at the hands of Brennan Winningham. 19-12, the score now in favor of the Indians.
The Winningham brothers are lighting it up.
Ray out near the volleyball line directing traffic. Looks like the Indians are back in a man-to-man. Henry up top to Wirth. Wirth swings it over to Ray on the right wing. Ray looking down low, but passes off to Gerald. Gerald working against Kelly. Henry now drives inside the lane, step back, passes out to Wirth. Wirth over to Ray. Almost lost it there, but got control of it. Ray dumps it low, lobs it down to Allen, up strong off the glass, no good. Rebound comes away to the Indians. Brennan walks it across the timeline. Guarded there by Ray, goes all the way to the basket. No good on the layup. Henry comes away with the rebound, up court to Allen. Allen goes strong, no good. Henry gets the offensive board, out to Gerald. Gerald pulls up, long two ball there, no good. Henry again on the offensive board and a foul called. And that will go against the Lawrenceville Indians. Foul goes against number 11, Logan Williams, picks up his first, team fifth. Henry gets it into Allen on the right wing. Allen looking low, he's going to back it back out, pass off to Ray, calling the play. Ray goes right side to Henry. Henry looking low to Allen, passed off to Wirth, over to Ray. Ray in the corner. He's going to back it back out. Up top to Allen. Allen's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall.
Second three of the night for Allen.
19-15 now the score in favor of the Indians. 5:20 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tool looking inside. Passes off to Blaine. Blaine over to Williams. Williams pulls up for a quick three. In and out. No good. Rebound comes away into the Henry bringing it up the floor. Jogs it across the timeline, hands off to Ray. Ray brings it right side to Wirth. Wirth dumps it low to Allen. Allen slides into the lane, kicks it out. Henry from the left wing, no good. Blaine on the rebound, outlets there to Williams. Williams back to Blaine. Blaine at the top of the key, passes off to Tool. Tool dribbles right side, all the way to the basket, no good. Kelly stretches up, gets the rebound and the putback. 6-point lead now by the Indians. Ball up court to Henry, quickly spins to the basket, count it, and one.
See, it looked like Henry could have just went up with it the first time, but he just took the quick spin move, threw up the shot, and one opportunity for Henry. Nice play.
Henry at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Checking in as Gerald takes a seat is Andrew Maxfield. Looks like Kelly and Blaine Winningham will take a seat as
number 35, Jarrett Winkles, and number 44,
Braden Sherman. Henry at the line, shooting one free throw, 4.5 to go here in the first half. Free throw, no good off the back of the rim. Allen tracks it down, gets the offensive rebound. Worth within the corner, up top. Ray drives the lane, out to Henry. Henry back to Ray. Ray guarded now by Brennan, throws it away. As looked like Maxfield was flashing up to the ball, wasn't paying attention, and Ray passed it off, and Maxfield didn't see it coming. Tool brings it across the timeline. Henry forcing him left. Passes off to Williams. Williams over to Winkles. Winkles looks like a little bit of a three-man weave action going. Tool passes off to Williams. Jump stop. Jumper no good.
Blocked there by Maxfield.
And Worth got the rebound as Allen gets control of the outlet. Brings it across. Picked up by Williams just across the timeline. Dribbling right side. Passes out to Henry. Henry backs it back out. Passes cross court there to Maxfield. Maxfield down low to Worth. Worth working inside, dribbles into the lane, passes out to Henry on the right wing. Henry to Maxfield in the corner. Maxfield goes baseline against Winkles, tries to kick it out, gets it to Allen on the left wing for three, buries it. 2 for 2 on the last two threes is Allen.
It's actually 3 for 3 on the night.
21-20 now is the score in favor of the Indians with 3:20 to go here in the first half. Tool pulls up for three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Worth. It will be Indian basketball.
What a back and forth game it has been, Ryan.
It's pretty crazy game so far. I mean, it's going to be an interesting second half, that is for sure. Brennan inbounding just to the left of their goal, gets it into Sherman. Sherman dribbling into the line against Worth. Pump fakes, goes up strong, no good. Worth on the rebound. Outlets there to Allen. Allen bringing it up quickly. Dribbling right side, passes off to Ray. Ray on the right wing, cross-court pass to Henry, backing it back out to mid-court. Tool walks up on him, guarding him. Allen on the right side is going to dribble inside the lane. Jumper from the free throw line. Got it to fall. Allen is on fire now.
Somebody needs to find the fire extinguisher here.
Salukis pull up by one, 22-21, and Bishop wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for 3 generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Welcome back, Saluki basketball fans. Saluki's pull ahead 22-21 with 2:40 to go here in the first half. Williams on the left wing, cross-court pass to Tool in the corner. Tool bringing it back out up top to Williams. Williams step back. Saluki's playing very hard defense here, man-to-man against the Indians. Double team there on Kelly. Tool loses it out of bounds through his hands, hits the sideline, and the sideline referee was right there, saw it. Tool was hoping he might have got away with something, but didn't see that referee behind him.
Not today.
Henry brings it up court. Goes right side to Allen. Allen dribbling into the lane. Jumper from the free throw line. No good. Worth stretching up. Tips it out to Henry. Swipes in for the offensive board. Allen left wing to Ray. Ray brings it back up top to Henry. Henry guarded by Tool. Maxwell was coming up for a screen, but comes back. Driving inside the lane. No good. Foul called as Henry was going to the basket. That foul will go against number four, Skyler Tool. Picks up his 24. So they're saying Ethan Kelly picking up his first, team seventh. I didn't think Ethan was anywhere close, but maybe he was. Henry hits the first one as Sherman comes out. Blaine Winningham will come back in. 151 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead at 23-21. Henry's second one is good. Make it 24-21. Salukis have a three-point lead.
So the Winningham brothers are back out on the court together.
Tool, left side to Kelly. Kelly bringing it all the way back around to the right side. Hands it off to Brennan. Brennan over there on the right wing, guarded by Ray. Goes down low to Blaine. Blaine trying to get the back door to Brennan. Driving inside the lane, working against Firth. Goes left side, puts it up, no good. Allen stretches up, gets the rebound. Goes down court quickly, right side to Worth. Worth, corner, Maxfield for three, no good. Quick release, just short. Winningham got the rebound up court to Williams. Brennan from the corner, no good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen gets it up court. Hands it off there to work. Ray. Ray goes baseline. Puts it up and in for the layup.
He got 5 points on the night.
Just under a minute of play to go here in the first half. Brennan working against Henry. Williams now into the corner to Kelly as Maxfield tipped it away and it goes out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. Salukis playing pretty aggressive so far here in this second quarter.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty aggressive, but only two fouls in their name right now.
And it's got me speechless. That's kind of unusual for them.
It really is.
Ball inbounded to Brennan. Brennan goes to the lane and fouled on the shot, as we were saying. But that foul will go against Andrew Maxfield. Picks up his first, team's third. Still a very low fouling game for the Salukis.
Yeah. I mean, both sides are playing really tough defense, but the fouls are falling in favor of the Red Hill Salukis right now.
Brennan at the line. First one is good. 26-22 now. The score in favor of the Salukis. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richards Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. Second one is good. 2-for-2. 3-point ball game now with 49 seconds to go here in the first half. Ray gets it across to Henry. Henry double teamed. Throws it away into the hands of Williams. Williams bringing it up court, passes off to Tool. Tool driving in, kicks it out. Kelly for three, no good. Rebound comes away to Maxfield. Maxfield passes out to Allen, slowing it down, 30 seconds to go. Allen drives the lane, kicks it out. Henry backing the back out, trying to run the clock down. Ray with it now, out near the volleyball line, inside to Worth. Back to Ray. Ray double team, splits the defenders, and fouled. 15.6 seconds to go, and Ray will go to the line to shoot one in bonus as that foul goes against number four. Skyler Tool picks up his first, team eighth. Maxfield will check out. Gerald will check in. And looks like Williams will check out and Winkles will check in. Ray at the line shooting one in bonus. Got to hit the first to earn the second. Free throw on the way. Got it to fall.
That was nothing but the bottom.
That was all on that there. 27-23, the score in favor of the Salukis. Ray's second one on the way. Got them both. 2-for-2 at the line. Brennan will walk the ball up the floor with 10 seconds to go. Walks it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Blaine. Drives all the way to the basket. Goes up strong. No good. Gerald on the rebound. 5 seconds to go. Up court to Ray. Ray sees it. Pulls up from way downtown. No good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Saluki's going at the half up on the Indians. 28-23. We're back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Are you a driver looking for work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
You've heard there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our 6 locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Welcome back, basketball fans, here at halftime in the Pack the Place game, sponsored by People's State Bank. Halftime show sponsored by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. And what a first half it has been. It has been back and forth the whole way. And then there towards the end of the second quarter, the Salukis just kind of started coming alive and showing new life. They've showed – this is – honestly, this is a whole different basketball team than what we've seen the whole season, Joe. I mean, Salukis have just always been kind of dragging a little bit or something, or I don't know what was happening, but maybe they just needed to get that – flu that's been going around in the air, and then that kind of just gets them jump started or something. I don't know, but something's gotten into these boys, and they're really showing it out there on the floor tonight. I kind of wish we were able to go to the Neoga game to kind of see a little bit of that too. As we heard, it was a really good game. They won that 60-57, and now they're up here at halftime over the Indians 28-23.
Yeah, it's been a tough game back and forth right now for both squads, but going into the scoring summaries here, it's a little bit more spread out for the Salukis compared to the Lawrenceville Indians. starting out with the Indians. They have three guys scoring for them right now, and that is the two Winningham boys, both with 8 points, Braden with eight, Blaine with eight, and then Ethan Kelly also has seven. And for the other side, for your Red Hill Salukis, Drake Allen has 11, been lighting it up from three all game long so far. Cameron Ray with 7, 6 for Josh Henry, 4 for Nathan Worth to round out the scoring. And just going into the some more stats right now, inside the perimeter, Red Hill is 6 for 18 compared to a 7 for 15 clip for the Indians. Red Hill's made 4 for 11 from the from the 3-point line, and 2 for 8 from 3 are the Indians, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line the Indians are, and 4 for 5 from the free throw line for the Salukis. So right now, about the same amount of shots, and just a little bit more shots are falling in favor of the Salukis.
And what a game it's been so far. This second half is going to be very interesting.
Tonight, to say the least.
Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll send it back for a quick 30-second break to hear from our halftime sponsor. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
And that was a word from our halftime sponsor, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Well, Joe, both teams are back out on the floor, looking ahead into the second half. What to expect? I believe the Indians will probably come out and try and keep doing what they were doing. Coach Randy Bishop kind of had them switching back and forth on defense, from started out in that man-to-man defense and then kind of worked a little bit in that 1-3-1 zone trap immediately right as the Salukis got it across the half-court line. And then just kind of went back and forth in between those two and stuck with man-to-man there towards the end of the game and just started trapping hard on the ball quickly. And then Salukis just stuck with that man-to-man the whole way. And I don't see them switching it up at all throughout this second half.
I think the only reason why they would have to switch it up, if it's not working out for them, go to that 2-3 zone or like a 3-2 and try to force them to shoot threes. Red Hill's not been hitting them that well in this game so far, and I think you have to look at the X factors for both squads right now. If the Winninghams can keep doing what they're doing, it could be a good game for the Indians. But if you have Allen shooting well from three right now and Ray starts heating up in the second half, it's going to be a whole different ball game. And Skylar Toole, their best guard on the team right now, has not had anything going for the Indians. And like we mentioned before, Drake Allen leading the way here for the Salukis, and Anthony Gerald, who's usually that first man off the bench, who's been an X factor for this team, is 0-4 on the night, 0-2 from 3, so not having a good game. Let's see if he can get working here in the second half.
And he's been shooting and shooting the ball all night long and just hasn't been able to get anything to fall. But, I mean, if you keep on shooting the ball, I mean, it's going to have to fall sooner or later. So he could find the bottom of the net, hopefully, here in this second half. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break before second half action starts. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Both teams still warming up here at halftime, just moments till second half action starts. Joe, like we were saying in the halftime show, it's going to be interesting to see how this second half comes out. Will we see the normal second half team of the Salukis, where you can't ever tell, they start out hot and then they start to simmer off, and then, or will we see probably what we could have saw Friday night against Neoga, that I'm assuming they came out, were playing hard and strong, and it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then finish hard and we're on the ball nonstop. Or and even the Hudsonville game, yeah, whenever they were playing hard there in the fourth quarter.
And I think what has happened is all these guys, all these seniors being out, all these juniors being out, and the sophomores have lit a spark underneath this team, like, hey, we're coming. We're coming for you guys next year. I know you guys might not be here next year, but if you don't hurry now, before the season even is over. I think there's a spark that's been lit in that locker room.
And starting out the second half action of basketball, with the basketball will be the Red Hill Salukis. And away we go. Salukis lead at 28-23, starting the second half. Allen with it out near midcourt, guarded by Wager, goes left side to Henry. Henry looking in, up top, wide open. Ray pulls up for three, just short though. Wager comes away with the rebound, racing down the floor, slows it up, goes cross court to Kelly. Kelly drives inside the lane, kicks it out to Brennan. Brennan back over to Toole on the left wing, guarded man-to-man by Henry. Brennan with it out near the timeline, goes left side to Kelly. Kelly looking in, goes right side to Blaine. Blaine at the top of the key now. Right about Worth, goes over to Toole, just inside the three-point line. Got the deep two to go. Pulls within three.
It's his first bucket of the night.
Ray across the timeline, picked up by Brennan. Passes off to Henry. Henry loses it. Toole picks it up. Racing down the floor up to Wegger. Jump stops and fouled. Jumping into the lane. It'll be a foul on the floor. That foul will go against, I think that was on Worth. No, they're going to say it was on Allen. He picks up his second team first of the half. Toole will inbound it just to the right of the basket. Gets it into Wager. Wager jumper from 10. Got it to fall.
Nice first basket.
Nice jumper fadeaway there. 28-27 now. Indians on a little bit of a run here. Gerald feeds Allen down low, kicks it out. Worth at the top of the key. Worth drives left side over to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back up top. Passes off to Henry. Fakes the shot. Goes up top. Back to Allen. Allen swings around. Henry driving inside the lane. Tried to kick it out. Stolen away there by Toole. Toole on the breakaway. Passes off to Wager. Wager goes up strong. Puts it up and in.
So the guys that have not scored, they're not scoring the first half, now come out firing.
Ray bringing it right side to Henry. Henry guarded by Toole. Down low to Worth. Worth back out to Henry. Drives in the lane. Backs it back out. Hands it off to Ray. Setting up another play here. Ray guarded by Brennan. Dribbling right side. Passed off to Allen. Allen looked like he got elbowed or something. Passed off to Henry. Henry jumper no good. Blaine jumps up, pulls down the rebound. He's going to bring the ball up the floor, passes off to Wager. Wager goes baseline, kicks it back out. Kelly. Kelly now up top to Brennan. Brennan driving left side, shut down by Ray. Bringing it all the way back out, directing some traffic. Tried to go right side, stolen away there by Ray. Coast to coast, puts it up and in for an easy layup. Salukis pull back ahead, 30-29.
Good job there by him and Ray.
Toole right side to Brennan. Brennan looking in, goes left side to Blaine. Blaine at the top of the key, goes over to Wager. Pump fakes, steps inside, pulls up, no good on the long two. Rebound, kicked around, last touch by the Salukis as it goes out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. So far, so good. Some pretty good basketball here to start off the third quarter of action.
It's been back and forth like it has been all game.
Brennan Winningham out near the volleyball line. Calling for some help. Gets Kelly out there. Guarded by Gerald. Goes up top to Toole. Toole right side to Wager. Wager kind of got pulled out there early in the first half for a little bit of foul trouble. And then here starting out the third quarter, he's been
on fire.
He's been balls to the walls the whole couple minutes we've been into this. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. 30-29. Favor of the Salukis. Brennan with it on the right wing. Left side, Toole pulls up for three. Got it to fall. Big three there by Skylar Toole. 32-30 now the score in favor of the Indians. Henry, right wing to Allen. Allen dumps it low off to Worth. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. It will stay Saluki basketball.
I can't even tell you what's going to happen in the end of this game either. I mean, it's back and forth, left and right. Best game I've seen in a while.
Looks like there was some moisture down on the floor. They're going to wipe that up real quick. Henry gets the towel. He's going to wipe it up. And looks like Tool's trying to squeak it out. Good mop job there by Henry. Henry will now inbound just to the right of their goal. Tool putting some pressure on. Tries to sneak it in there to Allen and does. Allen rolls to the lane. No good on the shot. Rebound comes away to Blaine. Up court to Weger. Weger running the floor. Goes baseline. Puts up a floater. No good. Gerald stretches up and gets the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen running the floor. Goes right side to Worth. Pulls up for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Ray. Nice behind the back pass to Henry. Kicks it out. Gerald pump fakes over to Allen. Allen over to, back up top to Ray. Ray inside to Worth. Worth kicks it out to Henry. Henry on the right wing up top. Gerald pulls up for three. Just short. Ray gets the offensive board. Gets it up top to Allen. Step back. Weger comes up on him. Goes right side to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back up top. Ray step back. Oh, pulls up. Long jumper. No good. Worth on the rebound. No good. Kelly on the rebound this time. Brennan Winningham with it now. Goes into the corner to Tool. Pulls up for three. No good. Worth tried to get the rebound. And they're going to say it was last touch by Worth. Havel looking for an over-the-back call. And looks like Bishop or somebody wants a timeout.
It's Havel. Havel called for the 30.
Havel called for the timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Back in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Indians have the basketball to start out after the timeout. Indians lead it 32-30. Ball inbounded to Blaine, up top to Brennan. Brennan gets it inside to Weger, flashing through the lane. Backs it back out to Kelly. Kelly guarded by Gerald, up top. Brennan trying to swing it around, calling for help from Tool. Saluki's getting some good man-to-man pressure on the Indians. Kelly swings it over to Weger. Weger going baseline around Allen, puts it up and in off the glass.
Weger still can't be stopped in this half.
Allen with it now up top to Ray. Swings it over to Henry. Henry brings it back up top. Kicks it over to Worth. Worth hands off to Allen. Working up top there. Allen drives the lane, puts it up off the glass and in for the easy layup.
That was a tough finish, though.
Brennan bringing the ball up the floor this time. Gets it across the timeline to Tool. Weger with it now on the left wing. Back up top to Brennan. Brennan swings it over right side to Kelly. Kelly off to Tool. Gets it inside to Brennan, flashing through the lane. Throws it away, back into the backcourt. Allen gets it, but throws it. Tries to throw it back to somebody, but nobody was there. And it goes out of bounds. Nice hustle there by Drake Allen as he was fighting for the ball. But Ray and Henry were just too far behind him.
Man, this is best energy I've seen from this team all season long.
Brennan with it on the right wing now, dribbling back up top to Kelly. Kelly swings it over to Tool on the left wing. Tool bringing it back up top. Weger was going to pass it off, but goes back to Tool. Brennan gets Weger flashing through. No good on the shot. Gerald gets the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen up the floor, passes off to Ray. Ray backing it back out near the volleyball line, guarded by Brennan. Passes off to Worth on the left wing. Worth up top to Allen. Swings it right side to Ray. Ray down low to Henry. Henry working against Tool, spins to the basket, muscles in, puts it up strong off the glass. Nice move there by Henry.
Henry's had a nice game so far, offensively and defensively.
34 all here with 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Blaine with it down low, drives inside the lane, kicks it out. Weger from the corner, no good. Allen on the rebound, outlets there to Gerald. Gerald hands it back off to Allen, gets it across the timeline to Ray. Ray backing it out near midcourt, passes off Henry. Henry back to Allen, pulls up for three, contested, no good. Worse stretches, gets the rebound, hands it back off to Henry. Henry working against Toole. Goes right side to Allen. Allen down low to Worth. Triple team now. Loses it. Out of bounds. Last touch there by Toole with just under a minute of play to go.
He is 6'7". I mean, what else are you going to do to try to stop him?
Brendan Winningham coming out to get a breather with just under a minute of play to go. Williams checking in for him. Brendan Winningham, I think this is the first time he's been to the bench.
I think you're right.
Ray gets the inbounds. Out near the right wing, he's going to back it back out. Might run some clock here. Passes right side to Henry. Henry bringing it back up top. Allen swings it around left side to Ray. Ray gets it inside to Gerald. Gerald back up top to Ray. Ray bringing it top of the key to Allen. Swings it right side to Henry. Henry looking inside back to Gerald. Gerald, nice ball work out around the perimeter. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Worth with it now. Puts it on the floor. And called his foot ever so slightly. And it's been close all night. And it's tough to call, but I even seen it too.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple calls like that. But that's basketball, you know. You're not going to get every call right. You're not going to, you know.
Toole, left side. Kelly pulls up for three. Buries it. 13 seconds to go. 37-34 here in the third quarter.
That's the second of the night.
Ray brings it across the timeline. 5 seconds to go. Dribbles off the screen from Worth. Tries to throw it away to Gerald, but throws it away. Kelly tried to get a shot off as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Going to the fourth quarter of action. Indians up 37-34. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Davies County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Fourth and final quarter of action getting set to start. Indians will have the basketball. They are leading it 37-34, and we are underway. Blaine passes off to Kelly. Kelly working against Gerald. Right side to Weger. Down low to Blaine. Blaine trying to go up strong. Count it. And one. Blaine Winningham working against Worth. Draws the foul. That will be Worth's first foul of the night. Team's second of the half. Two fouls so far for the Salukis and no fouls for the Indians here this second half.
Not a lot of fouls called in this game, Ryan.
Winningham at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen running the floor quickly but slows it down just past the timeline. Henry up top to Ray. Ray at the top of the key working against Williams. Down low to Worth. Worth puts up a jumper. No good. Weger stretches up and gets the rebound. He's running up the floor quickly. Hands off to Williams. Williams almost had a shot there, but kind of got jumbled up there with Weger. Down low into the post to Blaine. Blaine goes up strong. Got it to go up and in.
Wow. Two strong finishes there against Worth.
41-34 now in favor of the Indians. Ray dribbling out near the volleyball line, passes left side to Gerald. Gerald off to Worth. Worth down low to Allen. Allen double team now, goes up strong, no good. Now a foul called as he was trying to put it back. And Allen will go to the line to shoot two. That foul goes against number 24, Ethan Kelly. Picks up his second, team's first. Allen at the line shooting two free throws. His first time at the line tonight, I believe.
Not a lot of free throws tonight.
First one is good, 41-35. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Second free throw is no good, but last touched out of bounds by the Indians, and it will be Saluki basketball just to the left of their goal. So Saluki's trying to get something turned around here. Henry inbounds there to Allen. Allen trying to work it in there to Worth. Drives the lane, puts up a jumper, got it to fall.
Just what the doctor ordered right there.
Down by four now with 6:45 to go here in the game. Tool across the timeline goes right side to Williams. Williams looking down low, gets it to Winningham. Winningham driving the lane, kicks it out to Kelly. Kelly back out to Williams. Williams driving left, backs it back out. Kelly in the corner. Gerald quickly out on him. Down low to Blaine Winningham. Blaine the only Winningham in the game, so we'll go ahead and clear that up. Brendan's still on the bench. Tool down low to Winningham. Winningham goes up strong. Count it and one again. This time that foul will go against number 23, Anthony Gerald. He picks up his first foul, team's third. So Winningham at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And the Winningham show here in the fourth quarter for the Indians.
Winningham's free throw on the way, no good. Allen comes away with the rebound. 6-point lead now by the Indians. Allen dribbling against Wager, goes right side. Henry on the right wing up top. Ray pump fakes, goes to Allen. Allen on the left wing, working against Wager, dribbling back up top to Henry. Henry now in trouble, picked up his dribble, needing some help. Goes right side to Ray. Ray down low to Worth. Worth working against Winningham. Dribbles in the lane, jumper, no good, but fouled on the shot. Worth will go to the line to shoot two.
Good move there by Worth, not triple team that time.
Foul goes against number 33. Blaine Winningham picks up his third, team second. Worth at the line for the first time tonight. First free throw is good. And now we got the Winningham boys back in as Williams checks out. Brennan Winningham checks in.
Free throws right here are going to be crucial to win this game since how close it's been.
Worth second one on the way. Got it to fall. Two for two. 43-39 the score. Tool across the line picked up by Henry. Right side to Brennan. Brennan down low to Blaine. Blaine working strong against Worth. Back door to Wager. Up and in. Nice reverse layup there by Noah Wager.
Good ball movement there by the Indians.
Ray dribbling to the right side. Passes off to Henry. Henry on the right wing. Tried to go low. Tipped away. Allen picks it up. Dumps it off to Worth. Up and in for two. And timeout called by Havel. He's not happy. We'll go ahead and take one. It's the 30. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, basketball fans. 5:21 to go, and it's been a crazy turn of events here. The Indians holding on to a 4-point lead so far here in the fourth quarter, 45-41 the score on the Best Express scoreboard. Tool right side to Wager, dumps it low to Blaine. Blaine goes up, puts it up strong off the glass. They're feeding him all night. They're working him against Worth, and so far the Salukis can't stop it.
Yeah, 16 on the night.
Gerald back up top to Worth. Worth swings it around. Ray tries to go low to Henry, but tipped out of bounds by Tool, and it will stay Saluki basketball. Henry will inbound it just in front of their bench. Tool is going to put some pressure on. Henry gets it into Ray. Ray out near the volleyball line, bringing it all the way back up top. Goes right side to Henry. Henry over to Allen. Allen swings it to Ray on the left wing. Ray kicks it in the corner to Worth. Worth bringing it back up top, drives the lane. Swings, jumper, no good. And rebound comes away as Kelly tips it over to Tool. Up court to Brennan. Brennan stops at the three-point line, goes baseline to Wegger. Wegger back up top to Brennan. Brennan out near the volleyball line working against Ray. Ray putting some pressure on, finds Wegger on the right wing. Wegger backs it out, trying to work around Allen, gets it low to Blaine. Nice pass as Brennan was flashed through the lane, puts it up and in. Indians up by 8, 49-41. Ray left side to Gerald. Gerald looking in up top. Worth has it now, guarded by Blaine, hands off to Ray. Saluki's trying to open up this defense, find something inside, but the Indians are just coming alive strong here in this fourth quarter.
Been tough to stop them.
Brief 45 to go here in the game. Allen on the right wing brings it back up top to Ray. Ray back out to Allen. He's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall. Nothing but the net on that one. Allen trying to come alive here in the fourth quarter. His first three here in the fourth. 49-44. Wegger on the left wing. Works it up top. Tool back to Wegger. Wegger goes low to Blaine. Blaine working baseline. Kicks it out to Kelly. He's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall. Answer back.
He has three on the night.
Ray bringing it up court. 52-44 with 3:05 to go. Henry up top. Allen pump fakes, drives the lane, kicks it out. Henry from the right wing, got it to fall. Back-to-back threes for the Salukis. What a game it is going. 5 points lead, 2:45 to go. Ray almost got the steal there. Wegger with it on the right wing now. Dumps it low to Blaine. Blaine spins into the lane, goes up strong but fouled on the shot. That foul will go against, I believe, number 20, Nathan Worth. He'll pick up, or they're saying 23, Anthony Gerald. He picks up his second, team fourth. Little sweat got onto the floor there. They're going to wipe that up before Blaine Winningham shoots free throws.
He is 0-3 on the night, or 0-2, excuse me, on the night.
And both of those were for
and one
three points attempts. 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Indians leading it 52-47. Blaine Winningham at the line, shooting two. First free throw on the way. Got it to fall. Nothing but the net on that one. Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, People's State Bank, and Toyota Bashuku, Illinois. Apply to join our team today. Winningham, the second one is in and out and finally rolls back in.
Good old toilet bowl one.
7-point lead now for the Indians. Ray brings it across the 1-2-2 zone, it looks like, put on by the Indians. Ray trying to work it back and forth. Worth lost it through his hands off Wegger's head. Passes to Gerald from the corner. Finds the three-pointer finally for Gerald. 4-point lead now by the Indians. Saluki's knocking on the door. Brennan right side to Wegger. Wegger into the corner to Tool. Tool dumps it low to Blaine. Blaine working against Worth. Spins into the lane. Left-handed layup. No good. Gerald stretches up. Gets the rebound. Passes across the court to Allen. Allen steps up to the three-point line, wide open three, buries it! Allen on fire from the three-point line. Pulls within one, 54-53, what a game. Kelly, off, stolen away by Ray. Ray going coast to coast, puts it up and in, count it, and one. Ray goes to the line, Saluki's pull ahead by one. Ray with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Woo, it's getting crazy here tonight, I tell you what. And Coach Randy Bishop wants a timeout to talk it over with his boys. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball, some crazy Lawrence County basketball, right here on WAKO.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
If you're not here, basketball fans, I bet you wish you were now, because it is turning into a barn burner here late in the fourth quarter. 1:40 to go. Salukis lead it now, 55-54. Ray at the line. Free throw is good. Two-point lead now for the Salukis. Toole brings it up the floor across the line, picked up by Henry, right side to Weger. Weger low to Blaine. Blaine working against Worth in the post. Spins. Having trouble, kicks it out. Toole pulls up for three, no good. Tipped away, foul called against the Indians. Foul goes against number 33. Blaine Winningham picks up his fourth foul, team's fourth. And it will be Saluki basketball. 1:24 to go here in the game.
Key possession here, Ryan.
Ray brings it across the timeline. Goes right side to Henry. Henry up top to Allen. Allen working against Weger, passes off to Henry. Henry bringing it back up top. Toole trying to poke it away, passes off to Gerald on the left wing. Gerald bringing it back up top. Worth at the top of the key now. Goes right side to Henry. Henry backing it back out. Goes into the corner to Allen. Allen double teamed and fouled by Noah Weger. Allen will go to the line. I'm still thinking of the first half. That was only the fifth foul. Weger picks up his third. Just under a minute to go, 58.3 seconds here in the game. Henry inbounding just to the right of the goal. Gets it into Worth at the top of the key, passes off to Allen. Allen dribbling right side, goes all the way to the basket, fouled on the floor before the shot. Foul goes against number 15, Noah Weger. He picks up his fourth foul, team six. So two quick fouls there by Noah. Him and Blaine both playing with four fouls, so they got to watch it here in the last 52 seconds. Henry trying to get it in, running out of time. Havel calls the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's been a crazy game. 52.3 seconds, Joe, and the Salukis lead in it 56-54. And that came at the end whenever they were going on a big run. So this last possession here probably – by the Salukis will be very key.
Yeah, I mean, you really need a bucket here if you're the Salukis. Maybe drive to the lane with Allen, try to get a foul, try to find Allen open for three. Maybe Ray or Gerald can get open for three, but you need a basket here to try to pull ahead with under a minute left to go, up five.
And make it at least a two-possession game. But if you are the Indians, you got to be careful with Blaine Winningham and Noah Weger both playing, two of your bigs in there playing both with four fouls, so gotta be careful. Both of those players have been key here in this second half. They have the majority of the Indians' second half points.
Yeah, I mean, Weger and Winningham have over almost 20 points here combined here in the second half.
And now coming out of the timeout, Salukis will have the basketball just under their goal, and Henry will be the inbounder. Toole will put some pressure on. And it looks like it's going to be a man-to-man coverage for the Indians. Henry gets it into Ray in the corner quickly. Pressured there by Brennan. Allen fouled. And Noah Weger will pick up his fifth and final foul. And he will foul out of the game. And that is their Indians' seventh foul. And Allen will go to the line to shoot one in bonus. as Weger takes a seat for the final time. Williams will check in for him, and Allen will go to the line to shoot one in bonus.
With free throws here.
48.3 seconds. Tension is high here in the gymnasium, I will say that. Allen's free throw on the way. Got it to roll in. It died a little bit there on the string box and then took a nice backspin on it. Three-point lead, 57-54.
A little bit of English there.
And timeout called by the Indians. We'll take one, too. It looks like it's a full timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Alden truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing
lender. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saliki fans, as Allen makes his second free throw. It is a two-possession game, 58-54, 45 seconds to go. Brennan driving the lane, puts it up, count it, and one. Big free throw here for the Indians. Brennan Winningham going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul goes against number 12 of the Salukis. Cameron Ray picks up his second, team's fifth. Brennan Winningham at the line, shooting one free throw. And trying to pull within one. Free throw is up and got it to fall. 58-57. Full court press put on by the Indians. Henry trying to get it in, but foul called away from the ball. And that foul will go against number three, Brennan Winningham. And Ray will take the long walk to shoot one in bonus. That is Winningham's second foul, team's eighth.
It's going to be a game of free throws now.
It's going to be a long 40 seconds, that is for sure. The line has been pretty good here at free throws throughout the season. Free throw on the way, got it to fall. Back to a two-point game, and it will still stay a one-possession ball game, whether he makes it or not. 59-57 the score now. Ray gets the second one on the way, no good.
First miss of the night.
Blaine gets the rebound, up court, Kelly with it now, goes down low, Williams brings it all the way back out. Kelly picks up his dribble, finds Williams, Allen jumps up on him, down low to Blaine. Blaine spins to the basket, goes up, blocked there by Worth. Kelly picks it up, 24 seconds to go. Kelly finds Blaine. Tool gets it into the corner, and Bishop calls for the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 18.1 seconds to go. 59-57.
Great defense there by Worth to get that block on Winningham, who's been unstoppable all night long.
I thought for sure they were going to call a foul because Gerald went airborne right before Winningham was going up, but I guess he got down just before, and Worth just stretching up as far as he could. Blocked it out of the way, but Kelly, I'm surprised they didn't call a quick jump ball there because he was tied up with a couple of Salukis.
I mean, I almost thought they were going to call a travel, too, when he first got the basketball, too. He picked up his dribble, and so this is nuts. Best game I've seen so far this season.
It's going to be an interesting 18 seconds here to go with one possession ball game. Salukis leading it 59-57. Indians have it coming out of the timeout. Both teams set to play. Havel telling Allen to back off the ball. Don't put any pressure on it. Need more help defending. Williams gets it into Tool. Tool goes right side to Brennan. 15 seconds. Feeds Blaine down low. Kicks it out. Williams for three. Got it to fall. Indians pull within one. Worth calling for the timeout. Finally gets it with 5.4 seconds to go. Indian fans come alive. 60-59. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back here in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Logan Williams coming in clutch with just 10 seconds to go. Buries a long three ball, pulling the Indians within ahead by one, 60-59. Salukis have the full court to go. Full court pressure put on by the Indians with 5.4 seconds. It's going to be they're saying 8 seconds left on the clock because Worth was trying to call the timeout multiple times. So they're putting a little bit of time left back on the clock, and they got that fixed. So instead of 5 seconds, it's going to be 8 seconds even for the Salukis to get down the floor, beat this full court press, and just get a basket or draw a foul, something. But it's going to be an interesting 8 seconds. Henry will inbound the basketball to Ray. Ray bringing it all the way down the floor, going all the way. 3 seconds to go. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Kelly on the rebound, and time will expire. And it looks like commotion going down on the floor. But time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, and the Indians win it 60-59. We'll take a
hold on here.
We'll see what's going to happen here first, because the refs are talking it over. I mean, time was over, so we'll see what's going to happen. Referee's talking it over with Havel, and not sure what's going to happen. Something might happen to Gerald. It looked like he may have started it, but not sure. So the referee's going to write something down in the book, and he may not be able to, or I don't know. I don't know what they would do with that, but game was over, but we'll see. We'll see when it comes for the next game, but Indians win it 60-59. We're back in a couple minutes with post-game stats and build off some Ford Tough Player of the Games and possibly words from both coaches. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for 3 generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport. Also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Daviess County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
What a game it was, basketball fans. The Indians take it, coming down in the final seconds of the game with a big three-pointer by Logan Williams with the final score of 60-59. Salukis just fall short. They run the floor. Cameron Ray goes right to the basket, runs into all the traffic in the world, tries to put up a last-second layup but was unable to, and Kelly got the rebound and just let time expire there, and Indians come away with the win tonight. And, Joe, I could only imagine how those stats are going, because this second half was just wild. I mean, Noah Weger coming alive, and then Blaine Winningham just having one heck of a night here tonight. It was him and his brother there in the first half, and then Noah Weger sat down there early in the first due to fouls, and then came back out guns a-blazing there in the second half and just was back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back multiple occasions. And then Logan Williams coming in for multiple threes, and then that game-winning three there with 10 seconds to go. And Drake Allen was just killer tonight from the perimeter. He was burying threes left and right and then just driving the lane like he usually does and just putting them up from anywhere on the floor. He was you couldn't put him out even if you had a fire extinguisher. I'd say he'd just keep on going. But it was one heck of a game here by the Salukis and the Indians both. I mean, what a game. It's always great to watch the pack the place game, the rivalry game, and just the intensity, the atmosphere, and it's just always fun.
Yeah, and it was back and forth all game long, runs from both teams. Just didn't know when it was ever going to end. And eventually the Red Salukis end up losing by a point there and going over in for the Indians. 20 points on the night for Blaine Winningham. 8 big points in the second half for Noah Weger. Ethan Kelly with 13. Same thing with Brandon Winningham. And that rounds out the scoring for the Indians. On the other side, the big night for Drake Allen, had 24 tonight, 13 for Cameron Ray, 8 for Nathan Worth, 11 for Josh Henry, and 3 for Anthony Jarrell. Second half stats, Red Hill was 6 for 18 from inside the perimeter. The Indians were 11 for 17. They were similar from behind the arc, 4 for 6 and 4 for 7, with the Indians being 4 for 7. The Indians were 3 for 5 from the free throw line compared to 7 and 9 from the Red Hill Salukis. So combined, they shot over the Red Hill, I mean Indians on the night, they shot 24 for 47 on the night, 6 for 8 at the 3-point line, and the Salukis shot 20 for, if I can do my math right, 53 on the night there. And it just, I never thought this game was going to be over, you know. I mean, after that 5-point comeback that the Red Hill Salukis had, I was like, man, we might have to go to overtime. Sorry for Bill back in the studio. I know you didn't want to go to overtime. You never want to have too many overtimes in a game, you know. So, great game by both sides. And see if we'll have Brian Havel here in a couple minutes.
And it is now time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. I will go ahead and do the Lawrenceville side, seeing how I am from Lawrenceville and calling for Red Hill. I know to a lot of people that doesn't make sense, but I always get teased about it, you know. But, you know, I just brush it off and say, hey, it happens. You got to take what you can get. But for Lawrenceville, Bill Dobson Ford Ford Tough Player of the Game, we're going to go with Noah Weger. He came out, kind of had a rough first half. He slow start. He got in a couple of fouls and got in a little bit of foul trouble there. So Bishop pulled him out. And then coming out, started the second half, played the whole second half, but fouled out there with just under a minute to go. And he was just balls to the walls the whole way. I mean, he was running, sprinting basically up and down the floor. He'd get a rebound and take off to the other end. He'd drive baseline, put it up and in. He was getting backdoor passes and got a reverse layup as well. So hats off to Noah Weger. He deserves it tonight. He worked hard for it.
Yeah, and Weger also was playing really great on the offensive side on the boards all night long, playing great defense. And now on the other side, your Bill Dobson player for Red Hill is Drake Allen, lighting it up from 3, 5 for 6 on the night. Did not shoot that well inside the perimeter there, only 3 for 12. But made his free throws there, had a great game as the facilitator of this team, and it was a valiant effort that just came up short for the Red Hill Salukis.
And that'll just about do it for the Bill Dobson Ford Ford Tough Player of the Game, as we're waiting on Coach Havel to make his way up here. We will go ahead and take a commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Still awaiting Coach Randy, Coach Brian Havel to come out. Coach Bishop probably not going to be able to make it up here. He has a little bit of trouble walking upstairs, so listen to Steve Anderson's interview with him tomorrow morning on the morning show. As he is here, he's got some words there with Coach Randy Bishop, has seen a few people coming out of the Red Hill locker room, so we might just take one more quick commercial break and hope that Coach Brian Havel comes out. So we'll take a quick 30 and be right back. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Saliki fans. Coach Brian Havel making his way up the stairs to join us up here. As I hear him jumping up the stairs, I'm trying to get this microphone plugged in. And Don't see him yet, but I heard him. So
he's on the way.
But can't be disappointed here tonight with the way that came out. That is for sure. And I mean, it was back and forth the whole way. Definitely a barn burner. As we are now joined by Coach Ryan Havel. Coach, like we were just saying, can't really be disappointed here tonight. It was back and forth the whole way. The boys played hard all four quarters, and it just came down to the last final few seconds.
Yeah, this is a tough one to swallow. Like you said, it was back and forth. We did a lot of good things tonight. You know, unfortunately, we didn't close it out. You know, we had the lead, and we made free throws late, and we didn't get a few stops, and you know, we gave up a three. We didn't want to give that up, but we did. But then, you know, I told Cam, I said, I'll take that look every time for you at the end of the game. And, you know, it didn't go in. I mean, he had a great shot to look like to win it at the buzzer. Little contact there, but he'll take that shot every time. And it's a difficult loss for us.
And a big night tonight there by Drake Allen, lighting it up from beyond the perimeter and just driving the lane hard like always.
Yeah, and, you know, we've watched this group in practice. You know, we've had a lot of practices, and we've had, you know, some practices where we haven't shot it well, but we've had practices where we've shot it real well. And for the most part, you know, as coaches, we talk, you know, when's this going to start translating? Because, you know, we just have struggled offensively at times. But in the last several games, I mean, we're definitely clicking, and we're playing good basketball. And we did, you know, the week after the LIC tournament, we kind of changed some stuff up offensively to fit us better. I should have done it earlier, but you know, so, you know, we're feeling good. It's just a tough loss, but we got to come back ready to play a good Paris team tomorrow night.
And Gerald just kind of hit and miss. He kept throwing them up, just couldn't find the bottom of the net until they're in about the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he, you know, that's what we want him to do. He's a shooter, and, you know, he was pressing maybe a little bit, but he had some good looks. And, yeah, he knocked down a big bucket for us there in the corner when they went zone. And, you know, I don't have a lot negative to say other than we didn't, you know, I thought the third quarter early we had some miscues and some bad early turnovers that led out to layups where we couldn't get back on defense, and that hurt us. But, you know, we had our opportunity tonight. We didn't close the deal in the last few seconds.
And a few things there on defense. It was tough trying to shut down Blaine Winningham down in the paint, and Noah Weger coming in strong there in the second half after sitting out most of the first.
Yeah, I mean, they're two tough seniors, and, you know, we obviously focused on them quite a bit, and Winningham was giving us a lot of problems there in the fourth quarter. Now, I thought, you know, finally in the last couple minutes, Nathan rose up, and you know, we were insistent we're not going to double him, especially when we got the lead. But, you know, even though you say you're not going to double him, it kind of sucks you down in, and we got sucked down in, and they kicked out for that three to take the lead. But, you know, and I told the kids, you know, I said, if the shot goes in, you know, we want Henry to take it out, and we knew right away what we wanted to do, but we froze up, so then we called the timeout, because sometimes in situations like that, I like to grab the ball and push before defense gets set. And, you know, we talked about that, but, you know, we haven't been in these positions a lot. We were in this position at Neoga, we were in here at night, and, you know, we're seeing things that we haven't maybe been in all year, so it's critical, and that's what I told them after the game. It's critical in the huddle that you guys are listening to every word I'm saying and you're soaking it in, because, you know, that could have been a big play when they went up to get the thing up. But hindsight, I mean, we got a tremendous look at the buzzer. Like I said, just didn't go down.
Well, good job tonight, Coach, and we will see you tomorrow night against Paris.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Coach Brian Havel, great game here tonight, and that's just what it comes down to. It was a great game, and not much else that can happen there. They played hard all four quarters and got great looks at the basket, and that's just about it. That's what it came down to.
Yeah, it's just back and forth. Probably the best game we've seen so far this season from the Red Hill Salukis. Playing at that four quarters, probably what they played against Neoga, but we didn't get a chance to see that one. But if we see more of that come regional time, who knows? Scott could be the limit. I mean, they could be one of those sleeper teams. Who knows?
That'll just about do it here for us here at the Pack the Place game, sponsored by People's State Bank. And for everybody here, Joe Bogard, Bill Schroed back at the studio keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Basketball Action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rucker's Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.